time for the North Shore Sports Desk on MSO News Sports. We bring you the latest in high school sports news from all across the North Shore. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the K-Band Savings Bank, Cranny Self Storage in Danvers, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. And Sun and Air, the North Shore's premier golf practice facility. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
North Shore Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro. How's it going, everybody? We are here every week. Thursday morning is when we usually come out. And we're going to be talking about all things today. All North Shore sports today. Couple of guests, couple of open segments, catch you up on what's going on around the world of North Shore sports. And first things first, though, we always go at the beginning to our super performance.
Great shot, kid. That was one in a million.
Time for the super sub, super performance of the week.
That's right. Super sub shop, super performance of the week. We're going to give it to Bishop Fenwick football and coach Dave Woods. They take down Marblehead, second straight year, 25-6, and I'm citing the Salem News. That is a big win. You know why? Well, for starters, it's an official win towards the postseason, which didn't happen at all last year, even though Fenwick won most of their games. We all know they were suspended from playing from postseason because of that culture and ineligible players thing, and that's done. That's in the past. Yes, we keep bringing it up, but it's important because it shows how far they've come through this year. And even last year, they were really resilient, these kids and coaches over at Fenwick. I applaud them so much. And this year, now it's official. They're back in the hunt for postseason action, and they started with a bang. And David Woods' coach picked up his 199th win. So he's going to get into the 200s this year. One of the best coaches of all time, certainly in the North Shore. So great win for Fenwick. We'll talk a little bit more about football at the end of the show, but great stuff all around. Fenwick beating Marblehead 25-6. That's a super sub shop, super performance of the week. Super sub bringing their super performance every day. 7 days a week they're open. Cheese steaks, pepper steak, steak and egg, lighter fare, salads. Got feta all over the place. Look at their website now. Grilled chicken, cheesesteaks are just amazing. They can do that in the sub, wrap, whatever you want. Wow, cheesesteak wrap. I haven't thought of that. Again, that's my next try over there. Anyway, 324 Cabot Street, going at it since 1950. They've been in the business, 1970, 50 plus years, that is. And they will cater your parties too. We know the holidays are going to come up before we know it. Super Sub will take care of it. Don't worry about it. Paul Guansey hasn't got you. 978-927-4788. And you can visit them at supersubbev.com. So let's get into our guest section of the show, the first half here. Turn it over, take a break. And on the other side, our Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. It's the first of the 2024-2025 school year. And we're going over to Rockport and boys soccer. Had a great season last year. We'll see what they're up to this year.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber. Measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
all the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps and burgers, specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
North Shore Sports Desk, Don McCastro back at it with our first very special guest here. First Cape Man Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. It's going to be out of Rockport Boys Soccer, Quentin Savlin. What's going on, Quint?
Not much. How you doing?
Good. You got a nice little background there. Is that your room or is
what? Yeah, that's right.
Is it really?
Yep.
Okay. The listeners of this podcast can't see it. We're all audio, but
great.
I see it. It looks very full and very nut, very fun. But anyway, so what's the deal? How's Rockport doing so far? Where are you guys at in the season?
We're doing good. We're coming off a really big tie with Ipswich. It's a big game. We're doing good. It's been good so far. We've got win under a belt and a tie. We did a jamboree last week. We tied Gloucester and Salem Academy.
Nice. Yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, that's pretty solid. I know Gloucester had a really good season last year. You guys going to play them in the regular season too in a non-league or just that jamboree?
Yeah, I'll be playing them regular season as well next week.
Ah, the Battle of Cape Ann going on right there. So
yeah, it's been good. We played them summer league and we handed it to them. It was good. We got a good win. I think it was... It was 2-1, us. It's good.
There's not enough of that, Quentin, in Cape Ann. Not a lot of, like, Battle of Cape Ann, you know? Like,
yeah.
It should be, like, a Cape Ann jamboree, like you guys, Manchester, Essex, Gloucester, just slugging it out. I mean, I know some sports are co-op. Like, for instance, your hockey team, when you play in the winter, that's what schools are involved in that one again?
It's all North Shore. So you got, like, we are actually teamed up with Hamilton Wenham. And Ipswich, it's like a few different teams we have together.
Yeah. Good. And Manchester Essex too, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Jeez, it's crazy that there aren't enough kids in all of those. I can see Rockport being super small to begin with, but
yeah,
it's crazy that there's not enough interest in hockey in all those schools. It's crazy.
It's crazy. All together, though, we got quite a good team.
Yeah, 100%. And speaking of good teams, last year, I mean, 12 wins in the regular season for Rockport and a fine effort in the tournament. I'm sure the goal is like, hey, let's get back.
Definitely. We want to do even better than last season.
Yeah. Getting that tournament experience, you know, what can you tell me about it? Like, it's a different ball game, right? Totally. The atmosphere, like, what did you learn from last year?
The pressure is on, you know, like really facing those different battles and going away and having that atmosphere is really, it's incredible, really. It feels totally different. It's a new ball game for sure, as you said.
Yeah.
I think going into those games, like you just got to be really ready and have as much experience under your belt from the real season. And going into those games, it's like do or die, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Now, did you guys play a team? You probably played teams you haven't seen, right? In the regular season last year?
Totally. We do some scouting. Usually we do a little bit of scouting before, and then we go into those games just really ready.
Yeah. What do you get, like team YouTube viewing parties?
Yeah, we'll either go to their games. We'll scout them. We'll do all sorts of things as long as we get to see them.
Yeah. You
know? I'm sure they're doing the same.
Yeah, 100%. What's the big difference between last year's team and this year's team? Is there a new kind of strength, new vibe?
Yeah, definitely. I think the chemistry is a lot different. We've really grown together and we're starting to really be able to move the ball perfectly and starting to really think before we move and make the right plays. I think we have a much younger team this year and we're not relying on just the few atoms in our team. I think we're really branching out and really moving a lot more, and it's really good.
Yeah, how about you personally? You know, what's your role this year, and has that changed, you know, from last year and years past?
So really, altogether, I've been playing defense. And last year I played center D as well. And this year as well, I think my goal is to really just structure the back and really be vocal and be the vocal point of the team and be able to speak to everybody and make sure everybody knows what they're supposed to do and how they're supposed to play and really just bring it for them, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Got to be the leader out there. And speaking of that, you're one of the captains, correct?
Yes, sir.
Who joined you in the captain's role?
It's me, Braden Wall, Chase Wheat, and Zachariah Buffay.
Sweet. All seniors?
No, one junior. Okay. And he's a goalie, though.
Okay. And he's returning from last year?
Yep. That's right.
Okay. So that's the guy you've been protecting all this time. So, you know, what can you say about his efforts, you know, last year? How does he look this year?
He's a lot more vocal this year. He's getting loud. That's what we need. You know, we really need our goalie to be very vocal, our very big vocal point, and making sure everybody's moving and making the right plays. So I think he's really stepped up this year, and he's much more aggressive. He'll come out of the net and he'll really give it to you. You know, it's good.
Yeah.
We need.
Look at the schedule this year, Quinton. Again, we're here with Quinton Savlin. He's the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week out of Rockport Boys Soccer. So looking at the schedule, who are you targeting? There's got to be someone, some team out there that you're like, I'm circling that and I want to get them.
Yeah, Ipswich is really our circle right now because coming back from that tie, we really want it, you know? And I think this season probably won't be one of our best, you know? I think we're really looking forward, like, those big games, you know? I think our senior night against, I think that's Ipswich as well. It's going to be really tough, and I think we're really going to bring it.
Yeah, yeah. Who else in the Cape Ann League are you eyeing for some competitive games?
Gloucester's always been our rivals, so we're always looking towards them, and that's a big battle always. And this year, we're actually doing a leukemia game for Dylan Rochford. And
he's
battling, so we'll all be wearing orange out there for him.
Yeah, yeah. He was
I think it's Colby Rochford, actually.
Colby. Right. Okay. Gloucester.
Yeah.
Runner. No, he was Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year himself.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah. And I, you know, it's out there now. So I'm sure it's like public, obviously, now and everything like that. Right. Okay. Yeah. Cause we talked, you know, I talked to him when we had those ceremonies. He couldn't make it, you know, cause he was his battle. And I'm like, man, good luck, man. You know, like, we're pulling for you. And
we'll all be pulling for him out there next week. Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. Like, I wanted to interview him because he couldn't be there. And then he told me, I'm like, oh, man, that's shocking.
Yeah.
So Colby, that's, I'm glad you told me that. We'll watch for that and, you know, do anything we can to promote that. That's a game against Gloucester, you said?
That's right.
Okay, coming up in a few weeks, something like that, or like
next week. Yeah,
next week. Okay, keep our eyes on that for sure. So you know, getting back to your team, last year, now with those 12 wins, did you compete for that Cal Baker or Cal? Was it Aaron the Baker, right? For the Cal Baker.
Yeah, we were there. We were up against Burke Academy. And that's who shut us down. It was a really close game. We were battling back and forth. The opportunities were there. We just weren't able to put it away. It was a very tough game we had.
Yeah. And back in the Cape Ann League, who was the, you know, going at the top? Like, was it Hamilton Wynnum?
Hamwen came on top. But we had the two best players in the whole division. It was Edward Mers and Atticus Anderson. Those two are top scorers in the whole Baker.
Yeah. Oh, you! What about Quinton Savlin? You know, that's one of the top players now. I'll say it for you. Let's switch gears a little bit to the classroom. You know, what kind of things intrigue you in the classroom? And are you kind of like, hey, I got a little path for myself after high school, or is it a little too early for that?
I'm definitely an outdoorsy type of guy. I'm an adventurer. I'm a hiker. I love travel. I'm big into nature, and I'm going to those fields, definitely doing some outdoor activities like natural studies and going into those fields.
Okay. Something you do not want to have a desk job.
No, I do not. No, that's not me.
Well, that's good. So you're starting from like a base of like, I want to do what makes me happy. And that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. You do a lot of hiking around, you know, the area and stuff like that. And
yeah, a lot of New Hampshire and Maine. Yeah. Get out there. It's good.
Yeah. Nice health. Very healthy stuff. Anything like keeps you busy besides the hiking, besides the athletics, anything in school?
Sports and the gym. I enjoy going to the gym every day. It's really good for myself.
Yeah. What gym you hit up?
I usually go to the Y, or I'll just be at the school all the time.
Gloucester Y, is that the?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. And how about your family, Quentin? You know, you got any siblings or relatives that were also good athletes in the area?
Yeah. Yeah. My brother, who had played soccer and hockey when he was younger and around my age as well. But I'm more of the up and comer.
Nice. Do you have just one sibling or?
Just one.
Okay. Two boys.
Yep.
Nice. All right. Well, I got the scoop. I got the Quentin Savlin scoop, my friend. You know, you impressed. Cause so this award, you know, I work closely with the ADs, you know, so yours being Mr. Parisi, obviously.
I was honored when Mr. Parisi told me that. I was really deeply touched. I was like, oh, that's great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. That's a great award to have.
Yeah. And they take the academic side of it seriously. You know, they don't just throw a good athlete.
Totally.
You know, so
yeah, I've been striving junior and senior year. I've been really, really going hard at school.
Crushing it. Were you a better student than me? I was like B minus.
Doing good. Yeah. I've been in the honor roll for these past 2 years.
Suppose. Nice.
Yeah. It's good.
All right. Well, listen, I hope you have a good rest of the night. Who's next for the Vikings? Who do you got on the schedule next?
We got Hamilton Wenham up next tomorrow at home.
Okay. So that's Tuesday.
And then we got Amesbury this week, I believe, coming up. All very winnable games. I think we got 3 games this week.
Okay. Well, this airs Thursday, so the results of Hamilton will be posted by the time this comes out. But that's a big game for you. I mean, that's the defending champs coming into town.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's going to be a big one.
All right. Best of luck there. And best of luck the rest of the way with the Vikings. I hope you guys do wonders on the soccer field and get back to that tournament and make some noise.
Thank you so much. You have
Quentin
a great
Savlin, night. Yeah, Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. Congratulations. You're in the running for that Athlete of the Year now. And good luck in soccer and hockey as well.
Thank you so much.
Have a good night. Have a good night.
Hi.
I'm Mary Ann Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self-Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self-Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self-Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self-Storage today at 978-777-9193.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Teddy and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
North Shore Sports Desk, Don DeCastro here, back at it with our next guest, Salem football coach, Matt Bouchard. Coach, what's going on?
How we doing? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, season opener is in the books. Danvers beat Salem 24-14. Just take me to the season opener. What'd you learn about the 2024 Witches?
Yeah, I would say just preseason this year went really well. Obviously, we got a lot of new faces out there contributing relative to last year. We graduated, obviously, a great class last year and was really impressed with our preseason this year. I think we had scrimmages against Bishop Fenwick and Lynn Tech. And I thought we grew a lot as a team, right? I think coming into Danvers, offensively, I felt really confident about where we were. You know, we actually had we had two drives over 70 yards against Danvers, scoring drives. So we were able to consistently put things together, have explosive plays. The challenge when you go against double wing, Danvers is running double wing this year, and we only had five possessions, right, the whole game. So. It offense did its job on Friday night and really limited our offense. The other possessions we had offensively, I thought we started drives, but some of our inexperience kind of showed itself. But all fixable stuff. So for me, I think offensively, really excited about where we are. Andreas Brunel, who's our new starting quarterback, had a great night. Really kind of own those drives, had just about 160 yards passing. And really, those were over really probably three possessions, right? So pretty good numbers. And Rocco Ryan, our leading receiver from last year, he had a touchdown reception, had close to 80 yards receiving. So a lot of the guys I'm expecting to kind of step up did a nice job. I think for me, it was really a big test for defense, right? What were we going to look like, especially go against double wing? Because they come right at you, right? Their strong point in Danvers this year is their front line, and we really needed to control the line of scrimmage. And unfortunately, we had some challenges there. But the good news is for me, throughout the game, towards halftime, we held them to a field goal. And in the second half, we stopped two of their drives, right? So, you know, for me, I started to see a swing in how we're playing defense, which for me, at the end of the day, you know, one game doesn't define us. Right. And any championship program I've had a chance to coach, typically you don't go into that last game of the season undefeated. So for me, you know, I'm happy that we went against Danvers. Obviously not too pumped about the result, but I saw a lot of great things on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, coach, you know, the trip to Gillette last year, let's rewind a little bit. Amazing season, historical. And the thinking is, all right, this is going to lead to like an influx of kids. You know, everyone's going to get pumped and jacked about Salem football. How did that pan out? You know, were there some new faces in the program this year? Like, why the momentum of that historic season?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think just in general, I think maybe before we dive into that, I would say the culture of the school, right, has transformed, right? I think athletic participation's up. I think just excitement about athletics is pivoting. And I think that not only, you know, obviously us going to Gillette was a factor in that, but I would say just, you know, the administration here at Salem High School has done a phenomenal job. Mr. Burns, our principal, our athletic director, Coach Christie, you know, they've really helped to kind of shape a culture where, you know, we're seeing more student athletes in the weight room. We're seeing more people coming out for sports. And, you know, football is definitely one of them. So, you know, we started camp just over 60, you know, and, you know, we typically start the year like right now when school starts, we get a few additional freshmen. So I would say from a number perspective, we're probably about 10 or 15 higher than we normally are here at Salem. So, you know, for Division VI school, you know, we're in typically the mid 40s, you know, so numbers are high. I think the energy and is definitely elevated this year, right? On the field across the board, whether they're a freshman or senior. So I think all things are pointed right now in the right direction.
Yeah, like quick math in my head, that's about a 35% increase, something like that. So that's really healthy, you know, to see. And you know, you getting in some of those extra 15, are they new faces to like athletics or are they converts from another fall sport? Like what's the makeup of the new kid?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think it's a little bit of everything. you know, we continue to see people coming back to Salem, which I think is a good sign. You know, for many years, a lot of public schools have challenges with kids going to private schools, right? Local schools, tech schools. And, you know, over the last probably 4 years here at Salem, a lot of kids that play, let's say, Salem youth football, right, are now coming back. And, you know, I might get them as a sophomore or junior, but it's good to have them back because a lot of those kids I had and helped the youth when they're in second and third grade, right? So it's just great to see them come back to Salem, and they're going to be major contributors, right?
Yeah, yeah. Cool. And then, you know, where we're early here, you know, is there, are there going to be clear differences from last year's squad in terms of strengths? Are you going to rely on something different, you know, from last year?
So I would say offensively, we will look a little bit different, but not too much. I mean, I think, you know, a lot of the concepts we're doing, we have guys that can really step up and fill some of these positions. We added a little bit more speed to our offense this year with Mikey Curtin. He's really going to be able to stretch our field vertically. You know, obviously losing a Shane Field, who is a true fullback, right? We've kind of swapped out to add speed, right? So a lot of the concepts are similar, but we're adding a little bit more speed. And like I said, I think from an explosive play perspective, you know, last Friday night, I think, you know, people that came out, saw the game, were able to see the explosiveness. So I think Andreas, you know, he's a senior and he's really worked with Corey Grimes, you know, every day. Right. And now Corey Grimes, last year's quarterback, is actually on my staff. Right. Wow. So he continues to work with Andreas. And he's really stepped up in his he was distributing the ball. He definitely connected. I think I have it right here. He connected with six different receivers. And they all had over 20 yards receiving, roughly. Right. So, you know, I think, you know, he's able to see the field really well. So I think that's exciting for fans. Right. They're going to come back and still see us, you know, slinging the ball around and make it exciting. Defensively, I think, as I said, I think the biggest thing for us is we're really trying to rejuvenate that attack style defense that kind of got us to the big game last year. Right. And we took a good step last week, and going into Brewer this week, you know, I'm really looking for this group. So far this week at practice, it's been really physical. So excited about this.
Yeah. And who's the upcoming opponent? It's another non-leaguer, right?
Yeah, so we're actually traveling up to Brewer, Maine. So if you remember
the witches.
Yeah. So last preseason, we actually got Brewer to come down for a preseason game. And we basically did it in honor of legendary coach Perrone.
Yeah,
because he coached at Brewer, and when he came to Salem, he actually brought the ugly witch that is on our helmet, actually came from Brewer, Maine.
Okay.
Believe it or not. But so he coached at both of those schools, had great careers there. And we had a little exhibition last year and had a trophy associated to it. And it worked out this year in the schedule, you know, just so we're going to take the 4-hour trip.
Wow. We're doing
travel day on Friday. You know, it'll be, you know, like the old days of football camp. You know, yeah. This is the closest thing to it. Right. So we'll get everybody on Friday on a bus and head up to Brewer. We'll spend the night up there and play on Saturday afternoon. Wow. So
is that like a camp kind of thing where you stay in like cabins or a hotel?
We're staying in a hotel. I wish it was cabins. I actually did look for cabins because that was an experience, you know, when I was playing football that I definitely think it brought the team together in a much more accelerated way than you can do in today's world.
My older brother was a captain in the early 90s at Gloucester, and I went to Gloucester High, so I followed the team pretty closely. I remember all my friends talking about, I think it was called Camp Mytina.
Okay.
And they were legendary cry sessions, right? We get around the fire and the coach opens up about his family and love. And but like you said, for real, like, you know, great way to bond. And this will be another bonding experience for your guys.
Yeah. You know, I told the guys that this team reminds me very much for a few years ago. We had a tough opening loss against Chelsea a few years ago. And we actually got a game against Martha's Vineyard. So we had to get on a boat, right? Yeah. Do this big trip, and we beat Martha's Vineyard in overtime. And that whole experience really kind of, to be honest, completely changed the dynamic at Salem High School. And that team went on to have a winning season. And then the season since then have been winning that led up obviously to last year's season. So, you know, these types of experiences for young student athletes, it's hard to replicate any other way. You kind of got to put them in those scenarios. And we're fortunate that this we're going to have that opportunity this week.
Yeah. So I'm assuming you'll not have a bye because of this week kind of thing, or?
We will. Yeah. Yep. Okay. So this is on our official schedule. So we'll have a bye after it will be week four for us, right before league play.
Yeah. And this game just doesn't count MIAA rankings wise, right? Or
so we've gone back and forth with MIA with this. At the end of the day, it's not going to hurt us, right? And I think where our team is right now, I think the benefit that I'm going to get out of this far outweighs, you know, any points, to be honest.
Now, does my old pal Kenny Perrone head up to Maine for this trip as well?
Yes. Or? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, spring chicken, I'm telling you.
Yeah. He's 89 and he's still like you know, I think I said to you guys last year in preseason, you know, I called him up for a 7-on-7 tournament and he's like, oh, I'm in the middle of mowing my lawn, right? The guy is still active and going, but you know, this all preseason, he's been at all 7-on-7 all summer long, you know, and he's all in, you know. It's great to see and having an opportunity to give back to Coach Perrone and do something like this, you know. It's going to be, you know, he's going to obviously be honored and his family's going to be there. So it's just another great way to honor a great coach that was a huge mentor to me. And, you know, we actually named some trophies for our banquet after him as well. So, you know, he's done a lot for Salem. And obviously because of all the situation that happened when he obviously stepped down from or was asked to step down from Salem, you know, the Perrone thing in Salem has always been a touchy subject for a lot of people. And I'm thankful that, you know, in my position, I can at least do what I can to at least recognize somebody that I
think. Oh, yeah. Efforts like yours, Sean Stellato's, they're all bringing what he did for the program to light and not focusing on a one season 1994 walkout, you know, which actually is not even a bad thing because it brought to light how passionate he was.
Yeah,
you know, for the kids to do anything, he'll break a barrier and coach because he'll never abandon the kids.
Yeah, and I was fortunate enough; I was on that team with Sean. So, you know, those years are fond memories.
Yeah, I tell you, you know, Salem always had, you know, going to visit and, you know, Bertram Field, looking across, and Perrone was like a mythical figure or something. Like he was like that coach, and he was just one of the NEC's legends, and he's, you know, started in the 70s there. He had that big 74 game with Gloucester. Everyone talks about in Gloucester, the Pinto brothers, right?
Yeah.
He always told the story to us, because I played for him Salem State Baseball 4 years, and he would always, geez, you're from Gloucester, Nicastro, you know? I remember that my heart dropped when we kicked off to Gloucester at the very end and Palazzola threw a pass and on the kickoff and Cusimano, he just remembered everything, you know,
it's amazing.
That was like Belichick in that sense. Like, you know, they say he has a great memory about football history. Like Perrone, just like that.
Yeah. No, I was talking to him the other day and it's like right off the tip of his tongue, his ability to remember those moments. You know,
he had to write down all his sayings because there's so many classic sayings. Like, one time he just threw us off at a speech during a baseball game. He's like, come on, guys, you got to get ready. You got to get rolling. You know, anything can happen in baseball and hockey, you know? So I'm like, coach, what's hockey got to do with it? Just like the Herb Brooks phenomenon where he had all those sayings with the Olympic team and they were just confused. It worked. Winning formula.
Yeah.
No matter where he was, he won. Back to the 2024, which is for a few more questions. Who are the captains? Tell me what they bring.
Yeah, so we have Quinn Rock Orion, returning four-year starter. He's somebody that has really come into a situation where him and the other captain are truly the returning starters. We had other lettermen that played, but those were really kind of the... So the other captain is Jaden Benson. He was our center last year. So these guys, you know, for me, it's, you know, I always make the analogy, you know, as a team, right? You want to come together as a team and you want a family, a group that's going to all be there for each other. And I think for Jaden and Rocco, right, there's a lot of new faces in the alley with them, right? So they've done a really good job in preseason to start to build that chemistry that I think is necessary to have a successful team. And, you know, I think every game we're taking a step closer to understanding, you know, what it means to be in the alley together. Right. And Rocco has really led the charge on that, you know, from day one. You know, I think he does that not only through his athleticism, but the way he approaches situations. Right. He does it the right way. So he's going to certainly help us in many ways on offense. You know, we use him dynamically. So he's been at tailback. He's been at slot. He's been at single receiver. You know, we move him all around with motioning to just make it hard for defenses to deal with him. And he'll probably even get touches even at quarterback too. So he's a kid that's going to be a lot of fun to watch this year. And then Jaden Benson, probably one of the toughest kids I've had in Salem in a long years. You know, think about, you know, he started at center and for 2 years at Salem as a sophomore and a junior. And I don't think he was more than 170 pounds, right? So he's a tough nosed kid. He's obviously put on a couple more pounds since the sophomore year, but you know, he's a kid that, really understands what it means to give all out effort. Right. And that type of mentality is exactly what we need right now, especially on defense, right? We really want guys that really have high motors, really playing like the hair's on fire. And Jaden's really set a really nice tone there.
Awesome. And then finally, looking at the Northeastern Conference, like, was there one switch? Did Peabody swap with Swampscott? And now Swampscott's in your
division? Correct. Yep. Okay. Yep.
So Dan was non-leaguer technically. Okay.
It was, yeah. Yeah. So Swampscott switched. And then in our schedule, the other thing that swapped compared to last year is last year we played Classical. And this year we picked up Kip Academy.
Okay.
So for our schedule.
Lynn went to a different Lynn school.
Yep. Yeah. But all the rest of our schedule lines up.
Yeah. They've been a perennial playoff team in their division.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a pretty good matchup.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think for me, you know, one of the big things, you know, whatever game I was picking up, I did want to go against team speed. And I know that Kip, you know, historically has had team speed. So I think it'll be a good test for us. That's right in the middle of the season. So it'll be a good non-league for us.
Yeah. Coach Matt Bouchard, Salem football, best of luck heading up north, way north.
Yeah.
4-hour trip bus ride with the kids. That is an interesting bus. It'll be loud and proud, I'm sure.
Yeah.
They have an excuse to have fun because they haven't had a decision in the game yet. They haven't had an outcome.
All right.
You can't have fun if you lose. So is losing fun, guys? But good luck with that. Safe trip. And we'll see you back home. And follow the Northeastern Conference schedule. Best of luck.
Great. Appreciate it.
All right, have a good one, Coach. Talk to you soon.
Bye now.
Bye now.
I'm Mary Ann Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at PomodoriPizzeria.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Kenny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
All right, that was our guest section of the show. Now we're on to me. We're going to catch up with some what's going on in X in the world of North Shore sports. We'd like to go with our sports writer guys. They always help us out. Maddie Williams, at Matt Williams underscore Salem News. Well, SN it is. Matt Williams, sports writer, Salem News. Salem News All-Stars at Salem State doing good things. Danvers's Krista Zemetis scored her first collegiate goal and a 2-1 win for the women. Peabody's Kyle Lobeo scored the game-winning goal with 4 minutes left and a 2-1 win for the men. So pretty cool. And then Williams goes on to talk about the good win for Peabody. It's 34-13 over Melrose. Finishing touches, Kayo Santos had a touchdown there. Pretty cool stuff. Move on to his colleague at Phil Stacey underscore SN. Beverly's first Northeastern Conference win since Thanksgiving Day 2021 against Salem after they beat Gloucester 27-14. Classic Northeastern Conference battle. Good to see those two connecting again on a Saturday morning at Hurd Stadium. That's always a fun place to be. The Panthers beat Waltham at Hurd last November in a non-playoff contest, Phil has confirmed. So Phil was basically tweeting all kinds of good stuff at that day. Actually, congrats, Phil. This weekend, you tweeted that it's your 35th season covering high school football. Unbelievable. What a commitment. I don't know, Phil, that looks like a little bit of a doctored photo there, though. Unless you get that thin already. I mean, I know you lost a ton of weight. You look great, my man. First 4 years as a full-time correspondent, last 27 as a sports editor. He's guessing he's covered somewhere north of 600 football games and adding to that total in 2024 for sure. He also noted another tweet that St. John's Prep freshman QB Vargas, he was a star in a blowout of Marshfield. Freshman QB, Brian St. Pierre and a freshman QB. I like what I hear. What's Vargas up to? That's something we're going to watch all year. Under St. Pierre's tutelage, I mean, he's the North Shore quarterback GOAT. No question about it. Wow, destined to do great things. Definitely talk about that. And just, you know, looking at some things around the horn, Masco football, Phil retweeted a tweet from at Masco underscore football, Jack Fabiano, two Russian TDs in a win on, I think that was Newburyport they played that night. DeLudis, rushing TD, Cal Weedman, receiving TD, Drew Gustafson, passing TD, Nico Cefalo, three PATs. So that's what we hear from Phil. To Kyle Gaudet at KGAUD123, the Newburyport sports editor. Boys race for cross country. That was this past Saturday. Marblehead winning it. Newburyport trio of Michael Moroc, Theo Roberts, and Jack DeJordy. Top local unit, 17th overall. Let's see. Kyle Gaudet, that was the actual 22nd annual Clipper Relays. With a girls race just finished up. No local team in the top 10 for him, but Triton's Mia Jaworski, Ava Burl, and Elodie Muller have posted a 40-23. Each runner goes 2 miles. So they were in like 11 to 15 range. So pretty cool stuff out there. Yeah, that was Newburyport, by the way. 29-20 final, Masconomet. Coach Sheehan, first game with the Chieftains. Jack Fabiano had 105 yards in that one, TD and precedence. And let's make our way over to Nick G. We had Nick G on last week, Nick Giannino, Let's see what he's up to in Cape Ann circles. Varsity field hockey at ME Hornets. They beat Danvers. Pretty solid win there. Crossover Cal NEC game. Hornets travel to North Reading this Wednesday, which it was yesterday. But we'll see how that goes. What else we got? So Zach Hurd had a huge game again in a Manchester Essex football win over West Bridgewater. Again, Gloucester, we heard that they lost 27-14, but looked pretty solid over there. The Fishermen, you know, they had a good season last year, playoff team, making some great inroads under Danny O'Connor. He's been there like 4 or 5 years now. Jalen Severino was a standout in that loss. Cameron Rodolosi and Gavin Bren hooked up for a 27-yard touchdown pass up the middle, Rodolosi being the quarterback. So I was like Gloucester going back to the wing tee, but if they can pass, that's pretty cool. All right, well, that covers it for some tweets around the horn from the North Shore. Thank you to the local sports writers for doing it up. I'm just checking out to see if there's any other things we're missing. No, it looks pretty good. So let's take a break and go to our North Shore football report after the break.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at PomodoriPizzeria.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Let's say, Maddie, you can't follow your favorite high school teams?
Is Masco new to the NEC?
Well, don't worry, we got you covered. It's time for the North Shore Football Report.
What is HW?
Hey, this is all gold, everything he's saying right now.
On the North Shore Sports Desk.
I know absolutely nothing about this.
North Shore Sports Desk, our final segment of the show. We're back at it for our North Shore Football Report. Let's go around the horn, check out some scores, see who's doing what. Friday night, Lynn English doubled up Lawrence 28-14. A nice little NEC Merrimack Valley crossover victory for the NEC. Who's better? Who's better, right? Well, hey, 1-0 there for LE of the I'm not even in the NEC anymore. Sorry. The Greater Boston League beats Merrimack Valley. St. John's Prep 42-20 over Marshfield. You heard about the Vargas quarterback. We're going to talk a lot more about him and watch him very closely over the fall. Classical, but English's crosstown counterpart, did get smoked. North Attleboro, but they're really good, North Attleboro. They're always in the mix in the playoffs. They beat them 48-14. Essex Tech was a loser to Amesbury. Amesbury's Super Bowl finalist last year come out with a 50-32 win. Hamilton Wynham falls to Triton 37-6, and working our way around the North Shore. See, my eyes just go to the North Shore. What a battle that was. Swampscott St. Mary's 13-12 is your final. St. Mary's with the win over Swampscott, but a valiant effort by the Big Blue trying to improve there under their new coach, second year now, I believe. So, St. Mary's 13-12 is the winner over there down the road rivals. That's a really close together. Close to each other schools there, for sure. It takes about 5 minutes from to and from. Other North Shore action, yeah, Peabody top Melrose. That's a good one for them. Mansfield slugging it out and beating Everett 45-14. Everett's playing independent this year, by the way, because they ridiculously didn't make the playoffs last year, despite going 7-1, because they're in the Greater Boston League and they get zero good points and pats on the back for wins in that league, because it's a really weak league when it comes to like the Division I level. So they got out of there. So we'll see how that does for them this year. We already mentioned the big Fenwick win over Marblehead. And that is it for Friday. Let's move on to Saturday, your day games. Of course, Beverly and Gloucester was one of them, 27-14 Beverly. Big one for them. That nice start for Beverly. They really need some momentum over there. Stoneham in a clash with Winthrop. That's some two good small schools going at it right there. And Stoneham had the win, 27-14. Kentucky was edged by Northeast, 31-30. That is a shootout if I ever heard one. So that's about it from the North Shore football circles. We are excited to see who shakes out. I can't wait till the rankings come out. That's going to be fun to talk about. So keep it right here on the North Shore Sports Desk for all the football and other sports on the North Shore. So let's wrap it up for another week. Thank you for tuning in. Don Castro. See you later, everybody.